People are still working through their emotions after a Minneapolis jury found former police officer Derek Chauvin guilty of murdering George Floyd last year. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Andrea Young, child psychologist and assistant professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. Thanks very much for talking to us today. Why don't we start with children? I mean, I think most parents have probably done their best to protect them from TV news, which, you know, or newspapers or even radio, especially when there are these images out there. But some of it slips by, inevitably. So what do you do?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question, and that's something that I've been very concerned about in the wake of the verdict. As we saw during the trial, there was a lot of increased circulation of those videos. I think it's important to really monitor and limit young children's access to any media that would depict acts of violence, including racial violence. And if children of any age are exposed to violent images, it'll be very important for parents and caregivers to check in with them, ask them what they think and how they feel about what they saw. And not just to check in once, but to continue to check in with them periodically and provide room for them to process their thoughts and feelings.
What happens, though, in a kid's mind when grown-ups are talking about it? And, you know, everyone has, a lot of people have really intense feelings about this. And kids overhear this stuff. I mean, what goes through their minds?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of us are experiencing a wide range of emotions. And our kids are feeling that, too. They're witnessing us. All of us process these events, and some of us, you know, we're experiencing feelings from perhaps a range of a sense of relief, to also feeling some grief or disappointment or anger about the circumstances that led to these events. And children do pick up on the emotions and thoughts of their parents and caregivers, and other adults who are around them. And so I think it's important to I don't think that parents should hide what they're feeling or what they're thinking from their children, but when they talk about these events to their children, they should make sure that they're calm when they do so, and that they're providing sort of accurate information to their children and allowing their children space to reflect on what they've seen and heard.
Now, for the grown-ups, nearly every day there's another case of a police officer killing someone or video of something violent going on, and also the mass shootings that continue to happen. And you know, we just see this stuff day after day. You know, what is that trauma for people in general?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly can be traumatic. It can be traumatic for children. It can be traumatic for adults. I think for adults, especially adults who are also parents or caregivers of children, you should be aware of your own distress. Again, it can be healthy to show appropriate emotional reactions to upsetting news to children. But if you're noticing yourself feeling overwhelmed, it's important to take a break, seek support from your friends, from your family, from other support systems, and from a mental health professional if needed.
Okay, and I wonder if maybe we need to stay off social media just a little bit, because you know, you can just sort of get into this, fall down this rabbit hole of reaction and reaction.
I agree completely. I think it's definitely a good idea for all of us, for adults and children alike, to really limit our social media exposure, because but you're going to increase your chances of seeing disturbing images, of seeing potentially traumatizing images, and it makes it hard to take a step back and cope and take a break.
Yeah, you just sort of surround yourself in the trauma.
Right.
All right. Thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it. Dr. Andrea Young from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine.